Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
It's a bright November morning when staff and board members from Utah's Water and Environmental Quality Departments begin gathering in a Moab garden. It's a small space, about 200 square feet, but full of fruit trees and native plants.
I brought a shovel around if anyone wants to check out how beautifully rich the soil is. They can feel free to do so.
Dr. Rosalind Brain McCann, sustainability professor at Utah State University in Moab. In an arid climate, the rich soil of her front yard garden is notable. But it's not her garden's soil that's brought state regulators to her front yard. It's how she waters it, with a shower and a load of laundry.
This system is entirely gray water fed, and it's been a fun experiment to see what's working, what to shift, what to tweak.
Back in 2016, at the urging of Brain McCann and others in Moab, state regulators issued her front yard an experimental permit for a simple gravity-fed gray water system. Utah health and wastewater experts have now studied her garden for 4 years as they consider changes to the state's gray water code.
When the policy doesn't make sense to me, it's not the end of the road to me. It's like, let's change the policy, let's make this happen and make it right.
Utah's longstanding rule on gray water is a far leap from the simple system developed in Moab. That rule requires a 250-gallon holding tank, a pumping system, and filter. Health officials say not one Utah property owner has ever taken advantage of it. In comparison, the simple gray water design uses gravity to lead shower and laundry water to mulch basins that nourish plants under the surface. It requires little more than a $50 valve at the time of home construction. That valve can easily be turned to direct gray water to the garden or to the wastewater treatment plant.
Right now, we're in November, and it's been at least, and this is a very conservative estimate, 2 months since we've had any precip here in Moab. So to have a system where our water that would normally go to a wastewater treatment plant is actually providing the water needs of my landscape, it's, to me, a no-brainer when it comes to climate change.
Climate change concerns in the desert, combined with creative problem-solving, drove Moab's demand for a more functional state gray water rule. This, according to Southeast Utah Environmental Health Director Orion Rogers.
I think it's just due to the extensive growth that we're seeing, as well as the influx of new thought processes and an overall interest in these sort of systems, as well as the environment that we live in, essentially demanding water conservation.
But even as the state makes big moves to legalize this system, local health departments and districts would not be required to opt in. Rogers, however, feels confident that Moab can be the example for the rest of the state.
As we start showing how this works in Moab, I think that other health departments are going to come on board, and as we have developments come along that are using gray water, we can show the world that this works.
The new gray water rule is out now for public comment. In a few months, if the Water Quality Board finds no significant changes to be made, these simple gray water systems will officially become legal in Utah.
There are a lot of potential gray water systems ready to be turned on as a result of this rule.
Moab City Mayor Emily Niehaus is on the Utah Water Quality Board. She says having a better way to reuse water is not just beneficial for Moab's arid desert, but also for the entire state.
You know, a state where desertification and lack of water and huge expected growth, we have to be taking these measures. And so while it's important for us in Moab to change the law to, you know, help us do what we want to do locally, it's also very exciting to know that other people in other counties in other parts of Utah are going to benefit from this too.
With KZMU News for Utah Public Radio, I'm Molly Marcello.